This woman divorced her husband and lost $850,000 by sending money to an AI-generated Brad Pitt.
What?
Yes, apparently a French woman was convinced to divorce her husband and use the money from the divorce to help an AI Brad Pitt. And the kicker is, these were the pictures that convinced her that she was talking to the real Brad Pitt in need. I am sorry, but the I love you picture where he has her name written, the scammers are really giving it all here. How did this work? Like, no wonder there's so many scammers out there when apparently it's this easy. Either way, they're the scum of the earth, and I wouldn't mind seeing them thrown in prison, but damn. Is it really that easy out here? That is the easiest heist ever. All it took them was, like, AI and a Photoshop, and they bagged $850,000?
Damn good deal.
That's insane. But it all started with this woman by the name of Anne, who posted some holiday pictures on Instagram a couple of years ago. Then, the fake Brad Pitt's mom reached out to her, saying that her son needed someone like Anne. Anne must have been overjoyed. I mean, Brad Pitt's mom thinks you belong together with Brad Pitt. Talk about fate. So the next thing you know, this fake Brad Pitt comes into the picture, showering her with love, poems, declarations, and even a video created by AI.
These selfies of Hollywood actor Brad Pitt in the hospital looking sick might fool someone at first glance. But look more closely and something's not quite right.
Oh, no. I mean, the face isn't even scaled correctly. There's no way. Come on. I guess to Anne, these photos and videos, that just proved that she was talking to the real Brad Pitt. And that apparently, clearly, he's in the hospital, so he needed help.
Hey, Anne, it's Brad. est-ce que tu peux me... Can you send me some money? Love you, Moo. On the movie, Brad Pitt, it's me.
Oh, man. I mean, this... It started with fake Brad asking her for about $9,000. And here's the kicker. And then when she sent the $9,000, the scammers, they didn't have enough. They couldn't leave it at that. They convinced, or fake Brad convinced, Anne to divorce her husband, which she did. It's safe to say that things escalated quickly when the scammers then convinced Anne that the fake Brad Pitt had kidney cancer and needed money for treatment, because his accounts were blocked due to his divorce with Angelina Jolie. And guess what? Anne, who had received a settlement of 775,000 euros, which was about like $850,000 from her divorce, she ended up sending about almost all that money to the fake Brad Pitt. And this was all under a pretense of a loan. Yeah, I mean, she played herself. I would feel more sorry for her if she was single or maybe a widow. But divorcing your husband for AI Brad Pitt. Oh, no way. No, the meme came true. The meme came true. Guys, we got to take care of our women. Because apparently AI Brad Pitt is coming for him.
And worst of all, he could be any one of us.
No.
He could be in this very room. He could be you. He could be me.
This is so incredibly dystopian, and I feel like this is only the start of it here in 2025. It's safe to say we're going to have an interesting couple of years on this channel. So hey, if you are not subscribed, now's your opportunity to do so, because we're just getting started over here. But why? Why she wouldn't just have Googled Brad Pitt cancer or Brad Pitt hospital is a little bit beyond me. One would think it would be pretty easy to fact check that, but she also believed those AI photos apparently. So, bless her heart. But I guess he, and by he, I mean the scammers, convinced her that it was all some secret or something. She did claim that she had her doubts about the whole situation during the process, because who wouldn't doubt these photos and the whole story? Oh, Brad Pitt's mom? In what world would Brad Pitt need to rely on his mother to pick up women? But I guess the big red flag for her showed up when she saw a video of Brad walking to a film festival with his new girlfriend. Who's apparently Inez de Ramon. And Inez is apparently a jewelry industry executive. So why is Brad, who's clearly in a relationship with Anne, you know, wink, wink, out with another woman? I don't know. Maybe because he's not in a relationship with Anne. Maybe Anne should have seen that one coming. Well, let's just continue down this rabbit hole, right? How come his new girlfriend Inez, who is the vice president of a fine jewelry company in LA, why is she not able to cover his medical bills? So obviously, Anne eventually catches up and starts asking the fake Brad Pitt, why? Why are you out with this woman? Why can't she cover your bills? But apparently, the scammers were really quick to fabricate news stories to keep her hooked for just a little bit longer. How? I don't know. And Anne didn't actually share this information. And honestly, I wouldn't either. That wouldn't come out of me in a hostage situation. Oh, I feel terrible for her, but I also don't feel bad for her because she divorced her husband for AI Brad Pitt. Oh, honestly, he dodged a massive bullet with that. But it wasn't until Anne saw more news about Brad Pitt and his actual girlfriend that she realized the truth and filed a criminal lawsuit. Obviously, this is so laughably stupid. I would say to an extent, but it is just laughably stupid because Anne went and shared her story on a French TV channel, but they've since deleted the video due to the backlash that Anne received. Or I guess not really the backlash, just the ridicule and laughter that she received. But she made her own bed with this when she divorced her husband for AI Brad Pitt. I mean, come on. The heart really sells it here. But apparently she's been battling some severe depression, which is obviously extremely understandable. Like, that's a lot of money to lose to some scammers. And, you know, she ended a marriage over it. Now, obviously, this story is funny, but it's also sad in a way because it is easy to forget how certain age groups of people just don't have the internet literacy that most of the rest of us do. I can't even tell you how many times I've seen obvious fake AI pictures shared around like they're real. And to me, it's very obvious. But to, I guess, people like Anne, not so much. And what's really alarming about this story is Anne isn't the only person falling for this. And sadly, she's not the only person that's been scammed by a fake Brad Pitt. AI Brad Pitt. They're scamming everyone, apparently, because another woman in Spain lost $325,000. Not dollars, euros, which is more than dollars, to fake AI Brad Pitt. I'm serious about hiding your loved ones. Hide your mother. Hide your grandma. Hide your lady. Hide your wife. Hide your kids. AI Brad Pitt's coming for him, apparently. He wants their money. How is this real? Why? Oh. At least with the Spanish woman, she did manage to recover some of that money. So at least it didn't have as depressing of an ending as Anne's story. If you're like me, you initially saw the story and you just laughed about how absurd it is. But the more I looked into this stuff, the more I realized how common these scams are becoming. Like this story right here, apparently a Reddit user by the name of LegalBeagle1966, he thought that he met the perfect girl online. Her name was apparently Claudia. The problem here is she was posting, or they were posting, photos of Claudia on Reddit, and I guess a bunch of Reddit users were trying to, you know, riz her up, and unfortunately, Claudia was a scam, and apparently she was created by a bunch of computer science students as a prank to see if they could fool people with AI pictures, and they used Stable Fusion to generate the realistic pictures from a simple text prompt. So it's not super advanced to do this anymore, which is alarming, to put it lightly. And they even managed to make some money by posting lewds and nudes online before people caught on to the whole situation. So morally, that's pretty fucked. But I also feel like we're all eventually just gonna get one-shotted by AI. It's gonna be really dystopian just a few decades from now. Maybe even 5 years from now, it'll just be extremely dystopian. Who knows? But at least we'll be here on this channel to cover it. But it's not like catfishing is a new thing either. I mean, we have dudes falling for Charli D'Amelio catfishes. And this is even without AI.
Well, let's see her.
I know, I want to see. She sent me a couple photos.
So clearly the bar is set incredibly low to begin with. So AI has just taken what's already been a pretty big problem throughout the internet and just upped it by a whole bunch. Like, AI scams are catfishing on steroids. And the people who tend to fall for all this stuff is either people who are a little bit slow, or you could say they're lagging a bit, or, you know, just people with not that much internet literacy who may also be lagging a bit. We've already had to worry about our grandmother getting scammed, and now we have to worry about a simple photo will not prove that we're not being catfished. The FBI says that over 18,000 people fell victim to catfishing scams in 2018. And those scams apparently cost people over $300 million. And that was back in 2018 when things weren't as widespread as what they are now.
But when I first saw this, it actually scared me a little. You see that girl on the right? That's actually not a person. The guy on the left is wearing a towel as a hat, is using Stable Diffusion to create a very low frame rate webcam feed. And this is scary because once they get that to a higher frame rate, you can't even tell the difference of who you're talking to online. I mean, catfishing people with pictures is already a thing. Video would be the next level.
So honestly, we might all just be cooked, but not if I have something to do with it. So here are some tips to avoid being AI catfished. If Brad Pitt hits you up and wants you to give him, you know, a few $100,000, you just kindly decline. Okay, that was for the ladies out there. Guys, if Ana de Armas hits you up, and wants you to give her hundreds of thousands of dollars, you're not him. It's too good to be true. But send the cash anyway just to feel something. You can always make it back. That's a joke. But sadly, reverse image search is probably going to be your best friend in the digital future. It's going to be so important. And that's horrifying, to put it lightly. FaceTime calls. FaceTime calls will probably help you. Now, obviously, they can use these very advanced AI face tracking technology. So if there's any doubts, you can ask them to cover up half their face with a piece of paper. That might trick a not that great AI model. So hopefully the scammers don't have those high-end AI models yet, right? But if they do, what do you even do at that point? Guess you gotta meet them in real life. Only IRL date. That's how you solve it. There we go. And
online romance scams. Last year, there were somewhere near 70,000 cases reported.
That is a depressing stat. But speaking of, remember that dude who thought he was dating Katy Perry online?
Hello? Harriet, I presume.
Yeah.
So you've been talking to Spencer for the last 6 years.
I have.
Like that is slightly depressing. Like, she stole 6 years of this dude's life. But also, it's kind of equally on him, as he allegedly e-dated Katy Perry for 6 years without meeting her. Skill issue. But I mean, other than that, YouTube thinks that you would enjoy this video. And if you're new here, feel free to subscribe, because you're going to want to see what comes next. And hopefully, I'll see you in the next video. Peace.